It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. An unmanned U.S. Air Force drone aircraft called Global Hawk is flying over Japan. It's taking pictures and measuring damage, and it can fly 30 hours straight at high altitudes. Drones have become common in the war in Afghanistan, but we're seeing them used more and more outside of war zones. Recently, Global Hawks have been used to monitor drug trafficking on the U.S.-Mexican border. Alfredo Ramirez is with Northrop Grumman. He's the director and chief architect of Global Hawk. I asked him what it can see in Japan.
From an altitude of 60,000 feet, which we fly at, you will be able to determine damage to structures, to roads. You'll be able to determine vehicles, where they're located, if they're right side up or upside down. You'll be able to determine very similar to what you would get from overhead satellites.
Is there a heat sensing mechanism in here? Are we able to find stuff through that?
Yes. So at nighttime especially, you'll be able to see as if it's daytime. And so you'll be able to tell roads from vegetation, from buildings, from vehicles, and even people.
How can that data be used to help people in Japan?
From a search and rescue standpoint, you'll be able to determine where areas that have been devastated may have people that need rescue. You'll definitely be able to tell which areas are affected and how. So from a long-term rebuilding the infrastructure, you will see where all of the roads, where they're affected, buildings where they've collapsed, where man-made shelters are springing up, or where there's no buildings, where there used to be buildings.
Can it be used to track any kind of radiation issue from these nuclear plants?
As far as detecting radiation, the current sensors on board are not necessarily used to detect radiation. You can definitely tell when things are overheating, so you can use it for that.
This isn't the first disaster where drones have been used. Missy Cummings is a professor in aeronautics at MIT. She was part of a crew using Global Hawks after the quake in Haiti. She says soon, they'll be everywhere.
We'll be able to look at health of crops, potentially pollution, Arctic monitoring, wildlife monitoring. There's another professor here at MIT that's been following whales with UAVs. So I actually think we're going to have a lot more commercial applications than non-commercial applications. And I suspect that as soon as we can get the airspace issues worked out, FedEx, that's my big prediction, is that FedEx and UPS will be unmanned.
Like delivering packages and drones?
Oh, absolutely. I can guarantee you 5 to 10 years, if not sooner, that you're going to see UAV cargo planes.
Sometimes we got to ask, "Oh, Internet, what hast thou wrought?" Rebecca Black is the teen singer behind this song.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal.
Stop it, stop it, stop it. In the song called Friday, Black tells us that Friday comes after Thursday and then comes Saturday. She must also decide where to sit in a car. Sound dumb? This song owns the internet right now. Millions of views on YouTube, racing up the singles charts. And it's the most annoying thing ever created by humans. But good news, great parodies are already online, like fake Bob Dylan.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning.
And my favorite, Friday slowed down 800%. Sometimes the internet is self-correcting. It's like it has white blood cells attacking a musical virus. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.